Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian, and welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 6 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Romans, the 7th chapter, verses 18 through 20. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. Amen. The title of our devotion today is Reliance on God. There's an internal war that often wages within each and every one of us. Paul describes this so well here in Romans chapter 7. We desire to do the right thing, but in our own efforts, we don't have the power to do so, and we mess up. The good news is that we don't have to rely on our own strength to make right decisions. We don't have to be dominated by our sinful nature and end up doing the things we don't want to do. But the only way we can live this kind of life is by yielding to the Holy Spirit and relying on the strength of Jesus Christ, not our own strength. When we're facing struggles, we must rely on God's power alive within us through the Holy Spirit. When we're born again, the Holy Spirit resides in us and places in us the desires to do what's pleasing to God. The Holy Spirit always wants to do what is right. He always wants to uphold the perfect will of God, pleasing the Father in every way. It is our job to lay down our stubborn fleshly will and yield to the will of God. In that moment, the Holy Spirit will be there to help us in our time of need. Instead of trusting in our own strength, let's learn to yield to and become totally reliant upon the Holy Spirit. Ask yourself these questions. Are there areas in your life causing an internal struggle? Make a decision today that you will yield to the Holy Spirit and lean on His strength, not your own strength, to overcome obstacles of sin and selfishness in your life. Surrender and release those areas to God, knowing that He will help you. Let us pray. Lord, give us the desire to please you in all things. We confess we want to do things our own way. Forgive us for our stubbornness and pride. Help us to choose your way. We humbly ask you for grace and a willingness to yield to the Holy Spirit who lives in us. God, may our lives reflect your will for us. Help us to put away childish things and to put on love instead. Help us to stop actions that are harmful to ourselves and to others. Today we put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Give us grace to forgive as you've forgiven us. God, we love you. And finally, Father, we pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, with your supernatural favor, and with a close personal relationship with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Remember, everyone, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today are Romans, the 7th chapter, verses 18 through 20, Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 16, Colossians 3, verses 12 through 14, and 1 Corinthians 13, 2 through 13. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899. Or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.